look at that. The sun rises on a brand new year. Shiny, bright, full of hope and promise. Yeah, it's kicked off to just a terrific start. And it will continue as you listen to this podcast, The Mess Around, with me, Richard Stubbs, and with his eyes firmly fixed on a brighter tomorrow, Mr. Andrew Roper. Welcome to him.
Greetings, everyone. Hello, Richard. And yes, I couldn't agree with you more. 2021, yeah. It's like chalk and cheese.
Yes. Sure.
Complete change.
Sure. This time last year, the country we live in, Australia, was just a fireball of explosive red leading into a pandemic. But this year, so much better with a pandemic that's resurged and America in chaos. I think I did have to point out to someone when they were saying, oh, hey, 2021, right? That's our year. I said, not so fast there, little buddy. And they said, well, what are you saying? And I said, well, I'd gently like to point out that the original Mad Max was set in the year 2021.
Yeah.
So let me just recommend that when the gangs take over the highway, pray he's out there somewhere.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's a phrase I often use.
Yeah. Is it? Really?
Yeah.
that's sad, and there it is. That's why we do this together. I said, and then when they looked puzzled, I said, look, you're going to need a high-powered car and a sawn-off shoddy. That's the two things I've learned about the apocalypse.
Yeah, the Mad Max movies, I don't know when they were set. It's all a big, it's a mixture. And all three, how many, they're four, they don't link to each other.
Not
the story
really.
Doesn't follow.
And certainly they don't run in age. Like, is this how much longer? Because he doesn't look that, oh, I don't know.
No.
They didn't worry about stuff like that. But they kicked off in 2021.
Right.
After that, it was just later.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people looking forward to it. I'm more than happy for the whole Mad Max scene to descend on us. In Australia, we're well placed for it. We're the birthplace of Mad Max. We're ready to go.
I said to my son, who is training me, he's a personal trainer, and this is all part of the long road back, which I want to tell you about because I've got a soundtrack to it that I think paints the picture. He said, what kind of training do you want to get into? I said, I want you from now to only address me as my Lord Humongous.
Okay.
And he did the same sort of thing that you did. He gave a rueful chuckle and said, yeah, okay, old man, let's see if you can lift that 5 kilo.
Doesn't matter.
It's a little bit like Monty Burns saying, yeah, my Lord Humongous. Oh, God.
Yeah, you might have struck on something, though, because I was just commenting the other day that different exercise styles have, over the years, have different sort of, you know, fantasies attached to them. So my example would be anyone doing CrossFit is preparing for a terrorist attack. That's what the idea is. They saw the movie 300 and they went, that's me. That's what I'm doing.
Yep. I'm flipping tires and yelling.
That's the one. Anyone that go back 10 years, anyone in the gym was bodybuilding to, they were Arnold. They were ready to get to the chopper.
No,
might have struck on a new exercise program.
Well,
Mad Max exercise.
It's funny. The long road back is 2021. Fitness for various reasons, plague, illness, injury, just fell by the wayside. And it's time to regroup. Now, there's nature's against me. The family are mocking, but that's okay. You might think, okay, so where are you going for your music, for your workout? Because again, like you, I go straight to movies to help me, and I go to the work, as I always do, of Sylvester Stallone. And I say, what has the great man got for me? And stereotypically, you might think, oh, gonna fly now. Here we go. But that doesn't work because I'm not at that stage. If you're looking at the Rocky movie and going to fly now, if you look at that, you've got to think of me as that early start to that montage when he's waking up and he's going, raw eggs, I guess, and he's in the grey boggy bum tracksuit and he's, oh, God, does it always burn like this? That's me. Not running through the open markets, little urchins throwing fruit at him and stuff. Oh, look at him sprint. Oh, look at him run up the stairs. That's not me. That's for later. That'll be middle of the year. Oh, middle of the year, I'll be all about it. So Sylvester Stallone, music, best encapsulates my mental state as I begin the journey of physical beauty in a Grecian style, the long journey home. What do you think? Any thoughts?
You've stumped me there because you've gone... Are we sticking to your Rocky genre?
No, or are we opening up? I said the works of Sylvester Stallone. So could be I am the law.
All right.
Could be anything.
In that case,
yes.
In that case, and I feel that you've clearly come to the right place with this question.
Yeah.
I feel what you're aiming for is the closing song to First Blood.
So close.
By his brother, which is, that's a long road.
Yes. It's
got to be. See?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've done.
Yeah.
Hey, well done. 10 points. And for you playing at home, bad luck. And for those of you who are just sitting going, it's like listening to two chimps. That's exactly right. We have touched antenna and transmitted data in the manner of nerdy aliens. Yes, I am going. It's a long road that leads me on. That's exactly what I'm doing. That is my opening. I played it loud as my son went, all right, we're doing hip flexes. Ooh. And I'm cranking, it's a long road. Later I've got Gonna Fly Now.
Yeah.
I'm swinging in a bit of BTO. Backman Turner Overdrive, because obviously their inspiring anthem, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, is what drives me through towards the end of the workout.
I see. So this is like a mixtape.
It's a mixtape so that you can get big, become my Lord Humongous.
Okay.
Admittedly, at my age, there's not a lot of testosterone produced. So
statistically,
I said to Morgan, that's my son. I said, what's there? What's the real downside to a little bit of steroids?
There's none. There's no downside, Richard.
Well, it's not like you don't swab me for doing stand-up. And God forbid if there were drug tests on stand-ups, the industry would be decimated. But, I mean, a bit of human growth. Is that still done? HPO? I think human HGH, growth, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's what Stallone was smuggling into the country last
time. That's right. Because he said it's legal. I don't even know what you're talking about. And they went, no, it's illegal. We didn't know how to tell you because you're a superstar. Oh, I've got a little fanny pack full of things that go clink. Yeah, so a bit of that. The work of Sylvester comes back to me. Bit of that, bit of Stanazole, bit of bitch tits,
Bit of D-ball. Get the D-ball into you.
A bit of...
some tren.
Bit of unsupported... rage about the traffic lights delay, a bit of acne, and there I am. I think I'm,
Well, I think that...
hitting my goal weight.
As you suggest this, the fans out there are looking forward to some time, probably later in the year.
Yeah.
Like Richard Stubbs turns up at a stand-up gig and just strides
onto
the stage. Yes. Just shirt ripped, just muscles everywhere, tats.
Yeah.
300 pounds of monster comedian.
Yeah, that's right, which reminds me of a song. Yes, exactly right. Because that's what you want. Someone with their veins bulging in their neck and their eyeballs bugging, slightly frothing at the microphone as they rant at a terrified comedy audience.
Don't worry, that's my goal. And you get to a certain age and
you're not going to. That's not, you're not. No, you can't do that. You'd have so much.
Yeah.
You to bulk up.
True.
You just... Nah.
Yeah, I do often have the conversation. A little bit of steroids wouldn't hurt. In fact, if I ever get a skin condition and I have to use steroid cream, even that excites me.
Mm.
I rub it over my whole body in hopes that something will happen.
I think that's how it works. I'm not a scientist, but is that important? None of the people who take it are.
No.
Anyway, so I said that to my son, who just rolled his eyes and go, yeah, another set. And so that started. And what's annoying too is that he said, what are your goals? Well, how do you want to work? And I go, well... I reckon we just go flat out and I feel like shit for 2 weeks, vomit a bit, and then I'm good. And he laughed for so long that he had to walk away and breathe, and he came out and said, listen to me, old man.
Yep.
That might have been a way to study when you were 20 and it was the 60s. I said 70s. He's whatever. He said, but that's not what you're doing. You're on a gradual incline – toward health. And I said, but that's so lame.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
So that's where I'm at. Anyway.
Yeah, that's. Can I just make the point? I get that all the time. Mm. What are you working? Well, you're just working out to stay healthy. That's not motivating. No one gets pumped up to stay healthy.
No, my Lord Humongous. No. Yes. And I then crank the work of Disturbed and Down with the Sickness, and I'm just lifting massive plates.
Yep.
Look at that.
I know.
Except I'm not. I'm.
Yeah, I know.
To a bit hanging of and banging. Fleetwood Mac.
You got to. I'd suggest you look up the work.
I believe it's clanging and banging. I don't think it's hanging.
Well, that's what
the weights clang. Where's the hanging come in?
I'll check with it could be. Well, because when you're curling it, just no, I'm sure that Hulk Hogan, when discussing training at Gold's Gym with Mr. T for WrestleMania,
perfect. One, these are my options. These are my goals.
Yeah, that's the idea you have in your head. Hulk Hogan's still going, and I'm sure he has not taken any steroids of any kind. He's all natural.
Well, not today.
No. Well, there's none left.
It's nighttime in America. That's
probably true. Oh, we could go on and on. Incidentally, that was true what I said about that song. That's Frank Stallone. That's Sylvester's brother.
Yeah.
He's made a career out of singing songs in his brother's movies.
What's wrong with that? Frank?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of people who haven't made a career.
Yes, I'm one of them. But I'd sing songs in Stallone movies if I could.
Oh, I'd love
but
to.
But anyway.
I'd love to just be in the chorus.
Do you know, I've been, speaking of songs in movies, you've tweaked something in my mind.
Mm.
I've been sitting back in this horrible, horrible 2021, not quite a lockdown pandemic, but really it still is.
It's out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I've been watching old TV shows.
Good.
Yes.
How old? Are they black and white?
No.
Are they F Troop in black and white when Wrangler Jane's 16 and everything you feel is confusing and wrong?
Oh, F Troop. Hang on. No, because it's hard to find the old black and white stuff. It's difficult.
If you want, I have the entire box set on DVD of The Samurai.
Yeah, well,
if you want to watch Shintaro Akikusa and Tombe the Mist, a sidekick who got captured more times than I've had hot dinners.
That's the role of the sidekick, though.
Mm, is it? Really? Tombe is one of the worst ninjas of all time. And he is, however, immortalised still in Australian rhyming slang, as in, whew, gee, you got a bit Tombe'd last night.
Hmm. Anyway, moving on from yes, okay. So, Samurai Sancho Panza wasn't very good. No,
no. And I've got that for you if you need it. But what?
No, but here's my point.
Looking at?
Here's my point. I found the $6 Million Man. Now, there's a guy who didn't require any steroids, no steroids at all.
No.
But it did make me think of something, and this will all come together fantastically with your workout song.
Sure.
Did make me realize here's something disturbing about me that I'm not sure whether you know, and that is I've never seen Game of Thrones. So I knew there'd be a moment.
Well,
now, I've watched parts of Game of Thrones. I'm aware of Game of Thrones.
Don't do that. Why would you not watch something that's all involved and, and for the first few series was awesome because it followed the books, which of course I've read. Why would you avoid?
Okay.
I mean, did they explain that there's fighting, skullduggery, and nakedness?
Anything a boy could want in that show.
Pretty much.
I understand. Yeah. Well, it's because I didn't get on board early enough, and then I never had the time to go back, and I missed it.
The mountain seemed too big.
Well, yes.
It's like trying to read Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time.
Hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No idea.
Robert Jordan, fantasy writer, Wheel of Time series. Supposed to be good. The books are as thick as a giant steak, and there's about a billion of them.
Yeah.
So if you weren't in and just working your way through, now it's too much of it. I don't have that much. I could read 50 books in the time it would take me to get through all of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to. So
that's an investment of my life that I just can't.
Yeah, that I don't have. I mean, if you lock me in a room, I probably could. Oh, that was a hedge past the time. Mm. Oh, what am I talking about? I am locked in a room. It's a pandemic. But I've still got better things to do. So bad luck to Robert Jordan.
And plus the fact with Game of Thrones, once it advanced and all the news was constantly, look what happened this week. So I know what happens. I know. So it's hard to get back. But here's my point.
Yes.
The thing that Game of Thrones lacked, because it's a modern TV show, it lacked the opening theme song that explains everything you need to know in 30 seconds.
Just sit right back and I'll tell you.
Bang!
Yeah.
Tell you a tale of a fateful trip.
Yeah.
You didn't go into Gilligan's Island wondering what it was about, did you?
No. Straight away, I was brought up to date. If I tune in for the first time, I went, oh, okay. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cat will stay out for the night. They're creepy and they're spooky, mysterious and hooky. They're all together kooky, the Addams Family. Oh, well, now, all right, and now I know what I'm doing.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed.
Yeah.
See? It's all
mountaineer. Yeah.
There you go.
The end of the Civil War was near when quite accidentally a hero who sneezed abruptly seized retreat and reversed it to victory. God, I love Death Troop.
It could go on. Yeah. But it continued on.
I love that. Yeah, I love that theme.
What else is there? Like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air did it?
Yes.
The nanny did it.
Yes.
You're
right. It did carry over past those kind of things of the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Into the, I wouldn't say the Fresh Prince of Bel Air and the nanny are modern sitcoms, but they're
not the 60s.
They're not the 60s. I don't know what that midpoint is, but they're that. You're right. But what do you put this down to? The somewhat explanationary intro no longer existing.
No longer existing. I don't know what it is. It's the millennials. Let's blame the millennials. Their concentration span is gone.
Yeah.
Now they just want a song. They just want a bit of music and they react like Pavlov's dogs. Yeah.
On the subject of TV, while working out with my son and trying to take his mind off telling me to lift the next thing, he said, I watched a bit of Friends, just three or four episodes at random because it was such a big deal for you. He pointed at me like, anyway. And so he said, oh, it's just awful. He said, everyone's just nasty. They're all white. They're weird. And, oh, Phoebe's mum had died or was alcoholic or something. They're all just cruel to her. And how is this ever funny? And I go, I don't know. Did you see Rachel's bangs, though? And he's gone, what are you even talking about? And I go, it's hard to explain. It's a different time.
Did you cave and just... but that's... Similar to the
cave. Of course, I caved.
You went, no, you're right. No,
yeah, of course I did.
It's like the final episode of Seinfeld. Everyone, so that the point of the final episode of Seinfeld was that everyone came back and they were put in jail for being basically
awful.
Mean people.
Yeah.
Yes, awful people. Yes, I was very disappointed in that because I never considered them awful at all. I just watched it and thought this is fairly reasonable.
Finally, people I can relate to.
Yes,
you thought to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, chaotic neutral if you're playing Andrew in a Dungeons & Dragons type setting. Just doesn't obey rules, but he's not demonstrably evil. He's not good either. He's just chaotic neutral.
Hmm. But see, Seinfeld was the turning point of the explanatory theme. That never had an explanatory theme. That just had the bow, bow, bow. That's all you needed. Friends was the same as a song.
Friends was the same as a song.
Maybe maybe the explanatory theme should come back to explain that there may be culturally dated references in this program. So brace yourself.
I mourn the fact that the things that we just referenced, all those shows, were a genre that we grew up with that appeared at about 5:30, just before the 6 o'clock news. Your parental unit is getting dinner ready and you're sitting in front of the TV and you get to watch that. And it was this sitcom that was funny, sort of stupid, funny, unlikely setting, stupid, funny. Almost naive, Get Smart, you know, almost naive, funny. And that whole genre that we grew up on, that we love, that we idolize, that we reference, has gone. And the sitcoms became sexual thoughts and overtime and came on at 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night. For adult sitcoms. And what happened to that? The whole family can watch sitcom. It's just funny, Maxwell Smart-esque. What happened to that? That's all died. It's gone. Just doesn't exist. Doesn't exist as a TV show anymore. I mourn it. There, I've said it.
You do. It's a depressing look back. This has now slipped.
Well, I could sit with my kids and watch a dumb show. The closest that I had when the kids were growing up was The Angry Beavers, which is a cartoon show, which was hilarious.
Okay, that's.
Have you never watched Angry Beavers?
No, I don't think so. No,
it's very funny. They're two beavers, by the way. It's not.
And they're angry.
You're thinking.
Yeah. Well, I'm not thinking of anything.
No.
Although, no doubt, the the creators of the Angry Beavers were.
And no, it's Onim Malcomelli Ponce. Evil be to him who evil thinks. I don't even know what you're saying.
Well, I know, but it's like Scooby-Doo. It's the same thing. It's the someone sitting somewhere chuckling hysterically when it became widespread, you know. But that's beside the point. Yes, I know, but because those shows don't exist, because now the young folk are on the iPads and the devices in other rooms watching other films. See, it's very sad.
Switched on and cynical. And anyway, there it is. I'm on it, which is a pity because it's about the only thing I reckon I could act in.
Oh, you reckon you've got that standard of acting? It's well, bring it back.
Not as a lead, but it's like when my son would say, hey, can you beat Superman? And I'd go, no, clearly not. On long car drives. And we'd work our way through, well, who could you beat in a fight? And eventually we'd get to, you know, we've watched a fair bit of 70s Batman and Robin. Yeah. He's got his underpants up on the outside and he's not fit at all.
Yeah.
And my son, yeah, made that noise. Yeah, yeah. And Robin, ha ha, my flim flam. I'm 40 kilo of untrained muscle. I said, you know when they battle their villains? Yeah. And in the background, the villains have a gang of guys in skivvies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could fight one of them.
One of the henchmen.
Yeah, no, one, obviously. If I get through that one, we'll see. But I could fight one of them. And he was – the sad thing about that was good enough. He went, okay, yeah, it's not nothing.
Yeah.
I just trains me to turn me into my Lord Humongous.
Yeah, well, okay. That's – I'm just amazed at what goes through a child's mind. Could you beat Superman? Now, what? Hang on, that's a very high bar to start with.
Well, that's right, but I am his dad, and as I would often say, I am father, lord of all things. How did you know that? Because I am father. I have powers and abilities far beyond mortal men.
Well, all I'm trying to imagine is that what psychological scarring has happened to that child, that when he was young, he imagined that, this my father could beat Superman, and now he's faced with this, I want to be humongous.
Could I steroid up?
Yeah.
Would steroids help me if I'm lifting 5 kilograms? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a real sickening come down. There's no doubt he's on the downward side of the mountain. That's right. And at the pinnacle of the mountain was a bronze statue of me, with a cape flying and my fists on my hips, and from there it's gone downhill. He reached that pinnacle at age about, I like to say the golden age of kids is about 3 to 5, where they can walk and talk and ask questions and they believe everything you tell them. From there on, they get book learning and suddenly your feet of clay are exposed. But those couple of years, they're a golden years for the father. You can just say any old crap and they go, really? And you go, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Good times.
Very good times. Well, that reminds me, training 5 kilos and working hard, and your 2 weeks of training to exhaustion.
Methodology that was mocked and not allowed to happen, yes.
That's right. You are using the method called pre-exhaust, which means you're going to be exhausted before you even get there and just fall in a heap and this is too hard.
Yeah.
But at some point, you might be tempted to once again venture out and have some physical therapy in the form of a massage, Richard, because your muscles will be tight and sore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. And I should. Look, to be fair, yes, there's a little bit of back spasm going on from something, bending over, humped. Morgan says, why are you slouching? I said, it's the weight of my children, mortgages and past relationships wearing me down. You too will achieve this weight slump.
Oh, yeah.
He moves on and goes,
he's shrunk you. You started to lose height. Have you started to lose height? Wait
till that's happens. What he says. He goes, and he doesn't put it like that. He goes, have you always been this small? And I'm like,
sarcopenia. Tell him that next time you're training with him. Say
sarcopenia.
Don't you
I'm sorry.
Well, there's that as well. But
Don't yell it from a car. That's all I'm saying.
Well, tell him you're worried about sarcopenia.
All right, I'll write
and
that
if you don't
down.
Get it right and you say the wrong word, well, it's still fun.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So if because we spoke about massages a while ago,
we went
to a dark place. But there was no need. But I didn't. What I didn't say is there's another warning, another thing you need to concern yourself when going for a massage.
Okay.
And I feel this is an important piece of community information. Yes. Never go to a massage therapist recommended by your partner. Under any circumstances.
Okay. Now, that's interesting because I would have thought that they had the imprimatur,
mm-hmm.
and therefore there was a you're in a safe zone here, or mm-hmm. a safe space. Why, pray tell?
Pray tell.
If my partner goes, yeah, go to Kevin of the Strong Arms. Why don't you just go, yeah, Kev, he'll sort me out.
Well, because what I've discovered, not once but twice I've fallen for this, is that if your partner's deemed some other, usually female person, you know, able to put their hands on you,
there's something amiss.
There's something going on here.
What?
This is not
what could be amiss? What do you mean?
This is not the relaxing, pleasurable experience you're imagining in your head.
No.
Twice.
Well, we've talked about this. I doubt, I can't.
Massages oh, you can't relax anyway, I know.
Well, I
know,
can't relax because they either hurt like hell because everything is in pain because I've gone hard for 2 weeks and wrecked my body, so everything's in pain, or it is warm and relaxing and my mind drifts. And then...
Well, you're not going to get warm and relaxing. We don't concern yourself with that.
All right.
Well, maybe, hang on, maybe you should go to, as recommended by your partner, because warm and relaxing will not be on the menu.
Well, I mean, look, and not only, and not limited to, sudden unwanted flatulence can occur when you're warm and relaxed and they're pressing on you.
Yeah.
So you don't want that either.
Yeah, but see, again, I think this is unfair because sudden unwanted flatulence can, like, that's a problem you have. That's, you're just making it more difficult for me to find a suitable massage therapist.
I can't. I'm telling you now. I'm just, no, I'm better off just...
Do they give you that form to fill out? And it's like, you know, do you have heart problems? Sudden unwanted flatulence doesn't feature.
Well, and they've got a little drawing of a person and they go, where's it hurt? And I go, yeah, this whole general area, and just not put here. A circle around me.
Not there. Well, I just
so
made
anyway,
the discu-
you went along and your partner said, oh, you need.
Well,
to go
here's
to,
an example for you,
Shaniqua.
Yeah, I went to a Thai massage.
Okay,
Thai. I thought, okay, I'm not familiar with what's different about a Thai massage
but
to a normal.
But you do Thai Chi, so maybe you're halfway there.
Maybe, of course, that would make the terrible mistake of thinking that Tai Chi has got anything to do with Thailand, but that's...
What are you saying?
Well, Thailand, Tai Chi doesn't come from Thailand. What martial art comes from Thailand, Richard?
Oh, two martial arts, and both of them are awfully, awfully painful.
Yes.
There is a quick history. It used to be a real thing. Look out, the communists, the domino theory. They're sweeping through Vietnam, and they're going to go everywhere through Asia. And they did. They swept through Vietnam eventually, and they went on to Laos and Cambodia, and then they got to the Thai border and went, bang, that'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect because standing at the Thai border was a very friendly but firm and strong. He was probably 19, so he would have had 300 professional fights.
Mm-hmm.
Muay Thai exponent.
Mm-hmm.
A Viet Cong emerged out of the jungle in black jammies, and the Thai sentry went, bang, and leg kicked him so hard that he just went back to the others limping, going, yeah, no, that's far enough. Let's not take it any further. They're not playing with chew. Yeah, that's... The other martial art is Muay Bram, which is the nasty version of Thai boxing. Anyway, please, go on.
So what you've basically summarised for us there is that you're now going... for physical therapy from someone from the culture that birthed one of the most, let's just say, aggressive. Aggressive is fair enough.
Oh, violent. Brutally effective.
Thank you.
If you want to hurt someone, go the eight. As I like to say, they call it, Thai boxing has eight weapons, or as I like to say, eight ways to say hello.
That's right. That's right. So you've got, yes, the eight limbs. So importantly... Here's the important thing that I should have known.
Yes.
I should have thought of this because I know all this that you're telling me. They love the use of an elbow or a knee.
Oh. That is true. They're all about it. And can I recommend to you out there listening, if you get yourself in some heinous situation, you have no idea how much your friend is the elbow.
Mm.
If someone's bigger than you, if they're coming at you and you're grabbing you and you just... You crack them with the elbow, they will gentle right down, as they say in Kill Bill. That gentles them down a bit.
Yep. Well, this is the same person who came up with the use of the elbow.
Your massage, yes.
Yeah, in the martial arts, I reckon the same people said, you know what, that elbow would be useful to relieve people's stress.
Oh, I think I've... Yeah, my partner goes to these kind of stuff. And she goes, yeah, yeah, they got an elbow into that sore bunch of muscle. No. And I went, oh, that's, is yeah, that what happened?
Yeah, there's elbows and there's elbows. I think I got the people's elbow is what I got.
It jumped up and came down.
I didn't know what the run-up was for. I thought, where's she gone?
Where's she gone?
Bang! Ah!
People go, I think Goofy's in the next room getting tortured. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
And there was like climbing on top.
Yeah, they got the ladder on the roof.
With knees into you. Ah, yeah.
Oh, I'm breaking out in a sweat listening to this.
I know. And then you come out, you can hardly walk.
No.
You're broken, shattered.
Well, and also you feel less about yourself because you know that the high-pitched caught-in-a-trap animal noises were you.
Yeah.
And then this gentle weeping at the end was also you. So it's hard to go, thanks very much, and then give them money without feeling like you were somehow violated. And
I know. You've been completely destroyed by this 4'10" Thai lady.
Yeah, who's smiling and going, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
that
time.
Was easy because your muscles are soft as butter.
That's it. And then you walk out and there's your partner waiting for you at the front going, how was that? And yeah, you knew. You knew.
Seriously, that's just...
You did that on purpose. And they don't ever suggest, because there's a menu of different massages, and you know, your partner will always suggest, no, you get this one. Get this one here.
Oh, no, I don't fall for that. I go, what's the super gentle? Super gentle soft touch. And they all look at me with that sort of look of, oh, look at you, you soft, buttery man. Mm-hmm. And I go, I don't care. I'll still scream as you hurt me. I'm not about it. If you're a massage therapist listening to this, well done, and it's a lovely profession and good on you, but not everything is for everyone. And I think in 2021 we've got to accept that some things are just not for us. Other things are. Some things are not, and that's okay. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe you went back twice.
Well, see,
how
the
could you possibly? Yeah.
Okay. See, the first time wasn't actually a Thai. The first time was an East German weightlifter.
Oh, jeez.
The first time I went, this was years ago. Mm. Oh, there's this great massage.
Brunhilde, yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly. When you walk in, and I'm not a short person.
No, you're not.
Walk in and the female East European massage therapist is bigger than you.
No.
Is tall. Well,
again,
like,
if you're watching Netflix Star Trek at the minute, you've got to picture Saru with longer hair, and that's Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this was, I'm pretty sure it was Brunhilde. She was blonde, and she had I never trust the white outfit, like the button up to the neck.
Okay, yes.
Because, oh, it's very clinical.
It's clinical.
Very serious.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
She looked like a Bond villain.
Yeah, and that says to me, the other thing about that culture, we're heading sort of Nordic a little bit, is... You can get the added excitement of being hit with a branch. They love a bit of leaves on sticks. Whacka, 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 whacka as part of the process. And I'm not, I'm not about that. I'm not.
No. Well, see, that was my first thing. The first time I ever went to someone that was suggested.
Mm.
I mean, this sounds like I'm constantly, you know, roaming around massage parlors. I'm not. This is over.
I don't think
like
we call them massage parlors, do we?
Don't we? I don't think we should.
I don't think that's right. Anyway, I felt uncomfortable.
Oh, talk about uncomfortable. You hear some of the things you hear other people talk about in the other, not just the cries of pain, but some of the requests and some of the weird things that other people say while getting a massage. It just makes you want to run screaming from the building.
Yeah, no, that's my general go-to.
Yeah, that's why they can inflict so much pain, because they have to put up with so much crap.
Look, more power to all of them. I support you. I see you, and I support you is, I believe, the expression of the 20s. And certainly, but it's just not for me. I am not a strong man, and will cry. And the idea of Brunhilde getting me, that terrifies me. And then you doubled it up and went, perhaps the gentle ties.
Oh, because I'll try.
We're lovely people, but do not get them cross.
Yeah, I know. But I'll try. That's what I mean. I'll try anything. I've had this black scrub stuff on me. I've been, like I said, in Germany, I had large men scrub my.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it once, and then I'll go, that was nasty, and I don't learn.
No.
I don't learn.
When are you going to learn that all of these things are just awful?
I know.
I mean, okay, just sitting somewhere quietly that's warm. A boiling hot bath. I've done that in Japan.
Yeah, haven't done that.
I like that, and I can tolerate extraordinarily hot water where everyone has to lie still because the underwater currents will burn you as they're moving. I've literally been in those kind of ufuro baths where you're just like, oh, mate, this is beyond hot.
Wait, did you have to wear the sumo thing around your waist, like the wrapped up?
When you say have to, that makes it sound like it was compulsory. I felt it was optional.
All right.
So it turned out not to be, and you were quite correct. But anyway, okay. That's another story for another time.
All right then. Okay. Everyone's.
I had a friend of mine who's. She was telling me the awful story. She went skiing. Her husband was mad on skiing. Loved skiing. Oh, skiing! And she hated it. Hated everything about it. And eventually, he talked her into, in the early days when they were courting, talked her into going with him to the ski lodge to experience it. Mm-hmm. And so she had a day on the pist. Pause for the ritual chuckling. And was exhausted as a result. You know, she's fallen over any amount of time. Snow's not soft. Bang, ow, this hurts. Crap, bang, everything's sore. And then they're in a lodge and they go, oh, we're all into the spa after, you know, when we come back, have a quick drink and then into the spa because that's the way you do it and you soak out those muscles and we're all friends here, so what does it matter? And she's like, oh. Mm-hmm. I hate all these people and everything about them, but I am sore and God damn it, I'm going to just do it and prove that I can do it because of the Andrew Roper philosophy of I'll just do it. Yep. So fair enough. So she walks in, they're in the spa, she goes in, she strips off, gets in the spa and yep, it's lovely and it's a bit warm, but that's okay and it's, yeah. And they're bubbles and stuff. And the conversation's a bit stilted, but it's been a long day. And then one of the blokes goes, oh, I think I'll get out and get dinner on. And he gets out and he's wearing bathers. Right. And then someone else gets out and they're wearing bathers.
Uh-huh.
It turns out she was the only one who got naked.
Oh.
And she walked into the spa trying to just be one of them. And they're all like, what? These aren't people she knew well.
No.
These are nothing. I mean, I don't know. That makes it better or worse. I don't know. All I know is she got really, really naked in front of a whole lot of people she didn't want to particularly be but did and try to blend in, and none of them were. So I don't know what the lesson is there, but there's
I know what the lesson is.
Oh, good.
The lesson is you never make that your default. You always start dressed because you can always go backwards. You can always go, oh, that's inappropriate. But you can't. Once you're naked, there's no putting back on. That's the genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah, that is so true. Yep. It is a genie out of the bottle moment. You are quite right. You know what the lesson is. Never back yourself into a corner where you don't have another card to play. Mm-hmm. That's what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. Always have an ace up your sleeve. Hang on. Oh, sorry. Let me take off this neck to knee bather. Under it, I have Speedos. And then there's a thong under that. And then, all right, we're doing this, are we? All right, okay. Yes. No, don't just start. Here I am. This is me. Love me.
Never start naked. That's a good life lesson.
Yes. Girl. Wow. And that, in many ways, that we won't go into now, would have changed the trajectory of my entire life had someone given me that information much, 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 much earlier, but still.
But anyway.
Oh, gee, that's... Yeah, we've really come full circle. I mean, we're all haunted by the terrifying concept of being naked. Somehow we've managed to deal with massages again, not be too terrified. And now I've got down sarcopenia. Oh, which I'm going to now say is my new toast when people clink glasses. Sarcopenia. Sarcopenia, everyone.
Should we explain sarcopenia for the listeners?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
Add some homework. Look it up if you want to. Or just say it inappropriately where you imagine it might fit because that's fun too.
Yeah, and nod while you say it knowingly. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I like the murmur. Yes. Sarcopenia. That's right. There it is again. It struck. Oh, gee. Well, that's exciting. You know, I think we can say right there that that's here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap this up. And you know okay. why I'm going to wrap this up? Because I have learned, I had a life lesson over the little Christmas break of just doing the gambler. We talked about songs. Is that a dog?
That's my dog. There's my dog.
Well, again, that just tells me, yeah, no, that's time. We were going to wrap it up, and then I wasn't, and I was going into something else, and the dog's gone, that's enough.
I was just about to say.
Stop this crap. No, this will just take 2 seconds. I was with a friend of my daughter's, so she was 25. She was there in the kitchen. I'm there in the kitchen. She's, I don't know what she's doing. And I'm working away just compressing the garbage in the kitchen, and I was telling her, oh, look at this. I've got this right down. We can fill this bad boy up because – that way, I only have to take the one bag to the bin because the bin night's tomorrow and I like to make it last all the way through so I don't take out a bag and then I've got a slight bag. And I looked at her. I saw the dead eyes that were watching me from the 25-year-old and I realised I'm telling her my theories about household garbage.
Yep.
And I checked myself before I wrecked myself, which is what the young people like to say apparently. And I think I'm better for it. I actually stopped the conversation and said, look, I do apologise. So I'd like to do that now with the dog barking in the background saying, that's just enough of your shit. Stop talking about this. It was pointless and it's over now. I think we can comfortably say that that's a good spot for us to just pause as the dog gently barks in the background and we look at each other, winking.
Shut up!
And say,
Richard's talking.
Sacapina. And as we walk on, or perhaps do our exercise with this in our earphones, we murmur to ourselves, well, that's time I'm not going to get back.